میشند. In the infinite ocean of matter, I am a drop of consciousness. Radiant, self-luminous, a point of light. Sitting in the middle of the forehead, I am a brilliant star, completely peaceful, the complete stillness. The body completely still. The mind concentrated. Detached from the world. A shining diamond, my divine light is filling the entire body. Complete alertness, complete mindfulness, dropping this body here. I, the soul, am going above this world of sound, beyond this crowd, beyond this ocean of matter. Beyond the kingdom of five elements, floating up in the sky, through the space, wearing the angelic body. I am in the subtle world. in front of Avyakta Bhavdada. God Himself is in front of me. I am the most fortunate soul. Whose day begins with God? Baba is giving me a very powerful drishti. Limitless rays of power the waves of purity are filling me. Baba's drishti is flooding me with divine energy. His hand of blessing is on my head. I feel it so deeply. Baba is pouring all his powers, blessings upon me. A divine aura has been created. The mantle of protection, the canopy of God's love . I'm looking at Baba. Such waves of love, such celestial feelings of divine love are filling my heart. Baba, I am yours. is applying the tilak of smriti, awareness. Child, may you be a great yogi. May you be the one with unlimited disinterest. Baba is talking with me. You are the ancestor soul. Go and give to the world what they want: real peace and power. My every relationship is with one Baba. All bonds with him all this life is for him, through him, towards him, in him. I am getting drowned in the love of God. Angel of Divinity. Now Baba is telling me to go down and take powers from the land of tapasya, Madhavan. Floating across the sky, I am flying towards the mountains of Aravali. The cool breeze of Abu Mountains. Standing right above the divine land of Pandav Bhavan, I am descending down. The nectarine time of Amrit Vela. Pin drop silence. The courtyard of Madhavan. In front of the Shanti Stamp, such stillness. Listening to the soundless sound, hearing the avyakta voice of Bap Dada. Child, if you want to become powerful, come to Shantistambh. I am feeling as if some powers are coming out and filling me to the brim. I hear what Baba says. Child, now you move around the Shantistambh. Then you yourself would become Shantistambh. Baba will move around you. Now I come to the history hall. The memories of Yajna. The Tyaga and Tapasya of seniors. The Tapasvi life of seniors. Everything is filling me with power. All the waste thoughts are gone. Then Baba's room. Child, if you want to become like the father, keep on coming to Baba's room throughout the day. Baba's hut. I am seeing any and every minute detail. With my mind's eye, child, if you get depressed, come and have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. The trip of four pilgrimage sites. And I, the angel, have filled my apron with the fragrance of purity. What a fortune to start the day with Madhuvan trip. Again. I'm coming down the huge diamond hall. Packed with Brahmins. And on this stage, I see Avyakta Bap Dada sitting. and he has kept his hand of blessing on my head. Such powerful drishti. I am lost in this experience. Once again, I travel up standing on the top of one big mountain. I see the panoramic view of the world. I see in front of me the peaceless souls. The divine rays of peace are upon me from Paramdham, and I am giving drishti to these peaceless souls, making them peaceful. On another side, I see the unhappy souls of the world. I am blessing them with happiness. I see the impure souls of the world, and I fill them with the power of purity. I see the discontented soul of the world, and I give them the blessing of contentment. I see the suffering humanity, and my heart is filled with compassion. What I can do for these souls, how I can help these souls. They are in pain, in misery. I am lost in these thoughts. The whole world has become tamopradhan. And it is my task to purify it again. I am showering the rays of love of Baba over the entire humanity. I am invoking souls, oh my dear souls, come here. God has already come. Come back. Oh souls of the deity clan, come back. Now I see the five elements in front of me. All of them unhappy and so weak. I fill these five elements with power. Now, I, the angel, am going to my Laukik house. Filling the entire house with divine energy. I see all the family members and giving them a blissful experience. Everything has become divine. Everyone is touched with Baba's love. The entire atmosphere has changed. I go to my workplace, my office, and I fill this atmosphere with subtle and divine vibrations of positivity. Now I go to my center, the house of God. And I'm filling it with unprecedented powers. It has become the hub of spirituality. All the souls from around the world are getting attracted to it. My Seva Kendra has become free from all the obstacles. Every Brahmin has become so powerful. The subtle vibes are filled with love of God, and every soul who is entering this campus willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unknowingly, getting trapped in this divine love. Having purified the worldly souls, the five elements, now again I travel up to the subtle world, again in front of Bab Dada. See Baba in front of you. And just for some time, fill yourself with him. All of you, just stand up for some moments and take drishti from Bab Dada. Just stand up and take a very powerful drishti, as if Baba is in front of me. He is ready to give his everything to me today. His smiling face, his deep, dark, dark eyes, and his unwinking drishti. Baba is preparing me. For this divine retreat. One second is enough for transformation. the deep-rooted sanskar, which is not going. Some fault of mine, some flaw of personality, some deep-rooted ego, some hidden vice, some weakness. Baba, I have tried everything to get rid of it, but still it is there. And I resolve that by the end of today's retreat, I will get solution to all the subtle and intricate problems I will definitely resolve. I will definitely fix the subtle faults of my personality, some deep-rooted sanskars of stubbornness, strong ego. And Baba is giving me extra strength today to become so powerful. Baba is holding both my hands. I feel the soft touch. The transference of energy. The deep experience of bodilessness. Please sit down. I am in front of Bab Dada. Today at the onset, let me tell Baba at least those three things of life which I have never told anyone, about those three deep weaknesses of mine, about those three sins which I committed in the Brahmin life and which I kept hidden from all. They might be very minor, and yet, I want to be completely transparent today. Let me cleanse my heart completely. I am in front of God. I can deceive the whole world, but not Him. Not my whole own consciousness. The voice of conscience just a silent talk with Baba. Baba, I agree. Yes, such a thing has happened. And I see that this happened because of forgetfulness. The ocean of compassion and the ocean of mercy is in front of me. Baba, give me one more chance to perfect myself, to be the ideal, to be exemplary in my conduct. To be a role model, not just for the Brahmin family, but for the whole world. I resolve in front of you that whatever untoward thing that happened, I repent for it, and I pledge that such a thing will not happen again. And I see that Baba is giving me the gift of 8 powers. Gradually, I enter this gross body. A feeling of lightness, stability. Throughout the whole day, I'll maintain the same angelic stage. I might be talking if needed, but the silence within, the cave of introversion, Om Shanti.